Support for WMNF comes from listeners like you and Ruth Eckert Hall, announcing the second annual Clearwater Smooth Jazz Jam on June 14th and 15th at Ruth Eckert Hall. You can find more information at RuthEckertHall.com.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Live Music Showcase. I am not your host, Ken Apperson. I am your host, Pam Robinson. And today we are celebrating International Women's Day here at WMNF all day long. In the studio today, we have the wonderful Miss Rachel Lynn.
Hi, how you doing, Pam?
I'm doing well. It's great to have you in the house. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Want to kick us off with a song?
Sure, I will. This one is a new one, and it's called Shake. When you have it gone in for days, ooh, shake. When you have it gone in for days, ooh, shake. Shake it.
Shake. I like
shake
that.
Shake these headphones right off.
Shake.
Hey, you know, speaking of, can I get a little headphone there?
A little more just volume in your headphones?
Yeah.
You
I'll
got
check
it.
Check one, too. Yeah, there, I think we got
all some. Right, wonderful. Well, how about one more tune, and then we'll talk a little bit about
yeah.
A little bit.
Talk about these yeah. tunes. About these tunes of mine.
All right, so what's the next one called?
All right, this next one I'm going to play, it's a couple years old. It's called Wild West Movie.
Wow,
it's
West
just,
Movie.
It's just kind of just an observation of everything.
Yeah?
That was kind of going on, translated into this song.
Nice.
Which I think we're going to talk about later a little bit. The songwriting is...
Right, right. Know. We're going to have a little bit of... We're going to have some music, then we're going to take a break and do a little bit of interviewing, get to know a little bit more about Rachel, and then we're going to do some more tunes and... Talk about some stuff, so yeah.
Yeah, we'll take care of everybody.
We'll take care. We got you. We got you.
All right, here's a song called Wild West Movie.
Two months pay, 27 days, 9 hours. like a wild west movie, riding away in the setting sun. Some die on and on in the dust and the sun. Got away in bags of money and they run. The dark and the light,
song I was seeing like tumbleweed going in my head. I feel like I was back in the Wild West and just all the buildings and the saloon and people just sitting down, just drinking, sitting, and then this tumbleweed just rolling down the street. That's your lyrics are just they're awesome.
Thank you, Pam.
Man,
you.
I mean,
I'm glad it can create like that visual picture.
I still see it. You got to do another song. Cool. I'm still back in the Wild West. You got to have some water. And
all right, well, let me take a little sip of water, but I'll take you back down here to Florida. So the song I wrote called Florida, one of my friends from Michigan actually helped me out with a couple lines from it. He was just kind of down, and we were working on this. So Florida, Billy Brandt helped me with a couple lines from this song.
Okay.
So we'll take you back to Florida.
Have some water. Keep those vocal cords hydrated, lubricated.
That's right.
You're watching the Live Music Showcase Special Edition celebrating Women's International Day. In the house, we have Rachel Lynn, and she's entertaining us with some music. And in a little while, we're going to do a little bit of interviewing and keep it going. So we're also on Facebook, and we're also on YouTube. So you can go to Facebook, WMNF. Live Music Showcase on Facebook or on YouTube, us WMNF, and you can watch Rachel and the whole crew, the whole female crew, live. All right, go for it, Rachel.
So we're live on Facebook right now.
Yes, we are.
Oh, my goodness. It kind of makes me a little bit nervous, but not so
much. Yo, you're
much.
So loved on Facebook. You're loved everywhere you
let's,
go.
Let's, yeah, what's going to happen, right? So this song is called Florida.
All right.
Let me just adjust one more thing here.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
All day long, we're going to be having special programming dedicated to women. So stay tuned to WMNF all day long, and you're going to be very well surprised.
Okay.
Part of being a musician. even when the weather changes, they have to keep tuning, because if it's too hot, the strings act funky. If it's too cold, your fingers get numb, right?
Oh, yeah, and this thing is old, and it's been played. And
but you're gentle
old.
With it.
Yes, yes.
All right, go for
it's a Gibson J45 for any of the listeners who can't see the feed.
Oh, nice.
So, probably, I think, late 1990s. People like to know those types of things.
Yeah, Ken calls them that, the tech nerds, something right. like that, something like that.
Yeah, is there any way it can get a little more in the headphone? Check. And my guitar too. Sorry, maybe I had you turn it down too much. Thank you.
I'm back, where the sun meets the sand every day.
Back to Florida,
I'm back to Florida now. It feels good to be back in the sun. It feels good to be back in the sun. Well, great. You're listening to Rachel Lynn on the Live Music Showcase here at WMNF 88.5. We are celebrating International Women's Day. Actually, celebrating all month, but today is the actual International Women's Day. So that's why all the programming on WMF today is being done by women. I have a crew of some awesome women here that I'm going to give credit to a little bit later on in the show. But now we want to hear maybe one more song before we get into the interview.
Yeah. And a happy International Women's Day. I've known you a long time, Pam.
This is true, Rachel.
Yeah. Happy day to you, my friend.
I know. We go back a minute or two. We'll get into all that with the interview thing, but you go ahead and do one more song for us.
Okay, one more song. Let's see. Gosh, I've never gotten, you know, just this much space to stretch out and this much time. It's really nice.
Go for it.
Really, really nice. I'm going to do, I had this little tour planned. Everything doesn't work out in your life all the time.
True.
You know, there's some things that just don't work out, you know?
And
you
just have to... That's why it's called life.
It's called life.
Yeah,
exactly. You just accept that.
Exactly.
You know, but you got to toughen up. And, you know, I had this little thing called Extra Special Songs Tour, you know. It had different names over the development of it. And I was going to do all these songs that were really strong to me.
Right.
Really spoke to me. So I can do that here for you now.
Well, thank you very much. I feel honored. I appreciate it. I mean, your songwriting is just it's amazing. It's amazing.
This is a John Craigie song. It's called Part Wolf.
What kind of life you live in heaven, we could.
Okay, that one had me dancing a little bit. I felt that one.
I felt a little vibe on that one.
I felt a little vibe on that one right there.
I like that.
All right, well, now we're going to get into a little bit of the interview section with Rachel here. Yeah, we have known each other quite a while. I mean, when you run in the same circles, you're bound to meet the same people. And it seems like every time we meet, it's just, oh, it's you. And it's just like we never stop just chatting and hanging out.
Yeah, it's always a good energy between us, no matter
what. Exactly. I mean, you've been doing things with WMNF, you've been at GMF, you know, just all over the place. And we love you, Rachel.
Oh, thank you, Pamela.
So I have a few questions I would like to ask you.
Okay, question away.
Okay, question. What is a singer-songwriter to you? Is it it's like strumming? I have an air guitar. Is it like strumming on, which you can see on Facebook and YouTube? If you're just strumming on your guitar and then words start coming to you, or do you do like a poem or an experience, write it down and then put it to music, or do you do both?
Yeah, that's a really good question, like as to like what the songwriting process is. I think for me right now, it's just kind of, it's all in my head. Like I don't even pick up my instrument sometimes, and it's just all in my head. And then once it's there, and it hasn't always been like that. It's just how it is right now. And so maybe it's like a phase, you know? And so, yeah, right now I think it's really my songwriting phase. I'm really backing off of a lot of live performances. I have just a couple, you know, just maybe one, I think, right now booked. But songwriting is just where my heart's at right now.
And, right, right.
You know, it's what's flowing through me. And I'm like, I got to take it when it comes, you know.
Right, exactly. If you say, well, I'll write it down, or I'll do it a little bit later, it can be gone that quick. And then you're like, oh, man, what was that line? What was that line? Mm-hmm. So once it comes to you, how do you save? Do you like, do you just put it to paper, or do you just memorize all your songs as they come to you? You have a lot of songs.
Yeah, I have a lot of songs, but I use my good old voice recorder on your phone, so you can make a note of a melody if you came up with something while you were driving or whatever. But yeah, I always used to think I needed my guitar to write a song, or, you know, my instrument or whatever it was, but you really don't, you know? So I think this little section of my life showed me, you know, I don't really need a guitar to write a song, you know?
And now, did you teach yourself the guitar, or did you take lessons?
I never took a guitar lesson.
Really?
I think I would like to, yeah, but I never did. I'm not much of a guitar player, and I'm not much of a singer. I'm more of a songwriter. You know, I get through.
Fooled me.
I do enough to get me through, but songwriting is what I love to do, you know?
Okay. Now, do you always do solo, or do you play with the band sometimes?
Yeah, in fact, we started a new little group, little trio out. We are based mostly out in Clearwater area, but you know, we get over to Tampa sometimes. Walking Iris is the name of our trio.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so you play a lot of what you're doing now?
Yeah, we do some of my originals in there, but we also write together, and I really love and appreciate our writing process together, what we all bring and the care, and but you know, we just take really good care of what we have because we know it's special.
Right.
And you know, we always say our logo is the turtle, because we've been taking things real slow. You know, it's real nice. So Walking Iris expects to see something with a turtle.
Yeah. So if you have like a t-shirt or something, like a turtle on there, and Walking Iris on the back of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's classy.
You like that?
That's classy. Very nice. Very nice. Now, okay. So, where does your inspiration come from? I know you're a big nature person. You love the outdoors. Why is that?
Yeah, I think inspiration from songs comes from everywhere. It does come from the sun. It comes from the clouds. It comes from me, my dog. You know, it comes from my sadness, from my joy, from other people's sadness. You know, from watching someone and noticing the kind of person that they've grown to be or not grown to be.
Right.
All of those things, you know, there's so much adventure in songwriting. Like, you could do everything. And the sometimes, inspiration is everywhere.
They say, no, life goes by so fast. And it does. And you have to sit down and actually, you know, get some fresh air, you know, take care of your health. Your health is what's most important than anything else. So you have to take them in, just take a deep breath and exhale and just soak in the sun and relax. And then once you let your body calm down, you see so much more.
Yeah.
Everyone's always in such a rush. It's like, just slow down. Even sometimes people tell me, you talk so fast. Are you from New York? Slow down. I'm like, no, I am not from New York. I've never been there. I'm not go by myself. But yeah, you have to slow down and
agree.
Enjoy it.
Everybody, including me, thinks we have to do, you know, 100 things per day.
Right.
But we really don't.
Because sometimes multitasking is not a good thing, because you're only doing a little bit of so many things. If you just do one thing and get it done, then you go to the next thing and get it done. And then you have to, I have to go back and finish some more of that. You know, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. You have to just do the whole puzzle and then go do the next one.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do a little bit of this puzzle and then I'll go do a little bit of this puzzle. You know, and you have like 4 puzzles all over your house. You can't get anything else done.
Is that how you organize it? I think that's sometimes how I do it too. Kind of have 4 things going at once.
So
then you get tired of it and, you know.
So when you're doing a song, do you do a song completely, or do you do a little bit of it and then go do a multitasking and then go back and add some more to it later on? How does that process work for you?
I think if somebody gave me, like, you know, just all of the hours that I wanted, they would all be complete.
Oh, that many, huh?
But I don't have the hours, you know, I don't have the minutes.
Because you have a day job as well.
Yeah.
Let's thank you, her day job, for allowing her to have the day off to come and spend it with us.
Yes, thank you, day job. I love you.
So, as we mentioned earlier, this is International Women's Day, and we're celebrating women all day long. After the Live Music Showcase, we have the Rhythm Revival, which is with Patty Perky, Nancy Johnson, Lulu, Linda Lou, and Lori Lou. And then at 6 o'clock, we're having the Soul Party with Cheryl Mogul. At 8 o'clock, we're having the Soul Kitchen with Saki. And at 10 o'clock, we're having Flashback Friday with Stephanie Don. So you are going to be hearing women programmers all day and into the night until midnight. So, gentlemen, thank you for giving up your spots today. We appreciate it. You guys may have your turn. We haven't decided yet. But we appreciate it anyway. So, Rachel, another question for you. How can people get in contact with you? I know you said that you're not really doing that many gigs. I mean, how do you, are you social media,
Facebook? Yeah, the only thing I have right now is a Instagram. I think, Rachel Lynn Songs.
Okay.
And then I just have a Facebook. It's just Rachel Lynn.
Okay.
And, I do, you know, post some things here and there, and I do some shows here and there, but mostly, like I said, it's writing time.
Yeah.
And I have to honor that.
Yep, I've talked to some other ladies who said they've got some things lined up, but they want to have more of an original. Because I guess maybe a singer is just someone that can sing anything, but a songwriter is totally different, right?
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, totally different.
Because unless you have songs to sing, you're not a songwriter. So you have to have that process of just writing songs and getting songs done, so that once you have your plate.
Your crop. Yeah, I call it a crop.
A crop?
I have so many different crops. I have a crop of 4, I have a crop of 5, I have a crop of 4. I have ones that are done from different periods. It's almost like a, you know, like an artist goes through their blue period and their red period and their, you know, what, it's like I have that.
Wow.
But
okay.
I just, it's fun because they're all kind of like, you can tell they're from the same little batch.
Right.
You
right.
know, they're all kind of similar.
Well, good. That's good to know. That's good to know. And also, as we're sticking with the International Women's Month, we are having on Friday, March the 29th at 7 p.m., the Living Mirror Playback Theater, and it's going to be a stories about women empowerment, and our opening remarks will be from our station manager, Randy Zimmerman. And on Friday, March 15th, we are having the one and only Betty Fox Band right here in the studio. So stay tuned for more things coming up with WMNF. How about another song?
All right, let's do another one. All right, this is a little love song called Hold Me. It's all about the temporariness of life.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Dog's been fed and back to bed again. Sun creeping in. Wrap you up in my love. A new day begins. And I never want you to go. You can hold me. Georgia by the window still sleeping. The night closes on. Still strumming, still singing, still holding on. And I never want you to go, but for tonight you can hold. Try to hold, try to move back, try to push it. But time slips away. A kiss in the wind, we never drew. Here for today. You can
Rachel.
Lull you right to sleep with that one.
I take everyone back to the baby. Go, night, night, baby. So, how old were you roughly when you decided you wanted to be a songwriter?
Gosh, you know, I don't even know. I was always writing. I was always writing stuff. You know, I was writing stories and poems when I was in elementary school. So, I was always thinking about things.
You take a lot of English classes when you're in school?
Yeah, I was an English major in college. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. That's where the writing comes from. Yeah. I took every English class there was because I'm a writer. And every creative writing, this, that, whatever it was, I was like, I want it. So, that's great. So then, did you pick up the guitar around the same time, or was that later on?
I think that was later on. It wasn't until... Gosh, I think, you know, my brother had, somehow he got an acoustic guitar. I don't remember how he got it. Mm-hmm. And then he started playing it, but then he you know, he kind of gave it up and didn't play it anymore. So I kind of took it from him and started.
Yeah,
you know, just in my bedroom with the door closed, and you know, we had a big family growing up. We had five brothers and I had two sisters. I had five brothers and two sisters.
Oh wow!
So we had a family of eight growing up.
So where'd you find room to go play the guitar?
I just
went in the bathroom, closed the door,
crammed into whatever small space I could find.
I played the guitar a little bit. I went to a Catholic school, and my father gave me an electric acoustic guitar, we had like a little band. It was like maybe six of us, and we're sitting in the sanctuary, and one of the guys come up and said, "Let me teach you how to play a song." So he teaches me. Like, hey, my first song, I learned how to play the guitar. But I didn't tell my mom that. But it's like, I'm playing Smoke on the Water in the church. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
But yeah, I mean, but
you just don't know. And then, you know, I didn't really do anything with it. I think I might have played in a talent show or something. And then we started rocking with these old folks at a freight house in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Really?
And I kind of learned country music guitar.
You can hear it a little bit.
You can hear it a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
That's where the Western song came from.
So I was like 20. I was around 19 or 20 around that time when I was playing. Okay. Real like deep-rooted country music. We're talking like Hank Williams and,
yeah,
you know, Kitty Wells and Ernest Tubb.
You still remember any of the songs that you played?
I don't know what it would be now, what you might hear that with. But you might.
Well, you've got your own style. I mean, you can just hear it in your voice. You've got your own style, and that is great. It's great. I mean, it's soothing. You know, I mean, I've gotten some of your music, and every time I see you, you know, it's like, wait, just play. You know, so it's great because your music, you can listen to it doing anything. You can just be relaxing, or you can be socializing, and it's just
driving.
It's just. Oh yes, people need it for driving these days.
Gosh, I feel like I'm always in my car around Tampa.
It's true. But it's soothing music, you know. And we were talking about health, you know. It's when you listen to it, it also affects your health.
It's so important, yeah.
Right. Why do you think health is so important?
Yeah, I just, you know, the past 3 years, I just really, really, really taking care of myself in every way that I could afford. You know, as good a food as you could afford to buy, that's what you should buy. You know, that's what you should do, because that's a priority. Your health is a priority. All the other stuff
is secondary, right?
It's not, you know, the stuff we see on commercials and.
Without your health, then nothing else matters. It's nothing else. All right, how about another song?
Yeah, let's do. You know, I'm gonna do. We're talking about health. So I was thinking if, you know, they have all kinds of dispensaries now around everywhere.
Right.
But if they had a love dispensary,
ooh.
Oh my gosh, how good would that be?
I know, right? So, maybe we could create one, start a new trend.
Right. Here's a
you
love
guys
dispensary.
Want us to start a love dispensary?
I don't know. That might.
What are you going to play for us now?
This song is called High on Love.
Oh, that's where this was going. Nice touch there, girl.
Let's get high, 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 high bed. Until I'm in a place you can lay me down and rest my weary woes. Mother, you know I'd give the world to you if I could find a way. Until the sun till new day. Let's get
just what the doctor ordered, right?
Just what the doctor ordered. Mm-hmm. You are watching the Live Music Showcase here at WMNF 88.5. You can also watch us on Facebook, WMNF Live Music Showcase. Send us a comment. Let us know what you think about the show today. And we're also on YouTube. So check us out. Now, let's do one more song. I have another question for you.
Oh, you got one more question.
Uh-huh.
Just a brewing, just a waiting. Do you think the callers might, are there callers on this show? Or no?
There could be. Would you like callers?
I mean, we could open the lines and take
if
the fifth caller.
If you have a question for Rachel, give us a call at 813-239-9663. Or go online to dj@wmf.org. That's 813-239-9663. Rachel wants to hear from you. So pick up the phone and give her a call. Go for it, Rachel.
All right. Let's do this one here. This song is called Light, and I'll just dedicate it to all the women.
That's us.
Falling through the path of you women's.
Sorry, I'm just gonna go up a little bit, and I was just worried in my mind about I would bump to myself a little bit.
Okay. Not a problem. We're live, we're adaptable.
We're live. Falling through
like a water dripping down from a vine. It don't think it just knows what to do. It waves every ripple in perfect time. My light is yours, your light is mine. My light is yours. If not truth, then what is the secret seeking? Well, the maker writes the answers in the fire. My light is yours, your light is mine. My light is yours, your light. Light you.
Good job.
All right. Thank you very much from a rusty old songwriter.
No, Rusty. Actually, we have some comments. Someone named Eric. Oh, someone says, all right.
All right.
Good afternoon and Friday. That was a chill song. It had soul. And Eric also writes, you write songs together as a trio that is sweet for walking iris. I hope I spelled that correctly. Sounds like you are all roaming Mistrals, as they say, wonderful, very modern renaissance.
Well,
with fresh lyrics, all my best.
Roaming minstrels.
Yeah.
Gosh, what a cool job that would be.
I know, right? Okay, so speaking of that, you say now that you are in a songwriting stage. Do you have a set time limit for that, or is it just going to let it flow until there is no more?
Oh, gosh, that's like a million-dollar question right there. Like, when will it end? I think I'm just going to let it do its thing. And then I do have a show this Friday.
Today or next week?
No, next week, Friday,
next week. Okay.
March 15th.
Okay.
And that's going to be a nice one. That's with my new band, Walking Iris. And for more information, you can go to either Sacred Land's website or my Facebook page.
Rachel Lynn.
Yeah, Rachel Lynn.
Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful. We have a question. So once that stage is done of songwriting, then you're going to wait till that's done before you start booking things, or you're going to start booking things in anticipation of when that will be complete?
Yeah, it's, you know, things are always up in the air. You never know what you're going to expect, you know.
True.
Life can throw you curveballs, fastballs, whatever, and you just
yep.
Go swinging. It's such an adventure.
Like when COVID hit, it's like, that was a serious curveball.
Serious.
And some musicians are still having a hard time getting back at that. All right, well, let's see. Someone named Dale Call says, sounds great. Do you have any John Prine influence?
Oh, yeah, gosh. John Prine, how could you not? He's one of the great songwriters.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, and I do some John Prine songs at my shows. So definitely. Yeah. People are going to be having a different thing when they come out. They're not going to be seeing the classic rock.
Wow, that's different. That's definitely different.
Some different songs and yeah, fun times.
Okay, well it's good that no, because like you say, no, you want to have your whole repertoire ready so that when you get out there, because once you get back out there, they're gonna be saying Rachel, book. You're gonna have to have like a separate phone just to keep all your appointments.
Pam, you're gonna be my agent. Didn't you know this?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm giving them your phone number.
Give me my phone number. I'm posting all the pictures of you all the time. I don't mind. I mean, you're one of the artists that helped me get started in photography. Because I mean, just some of the shots. But you're very photogenic. I mean, you have a perfect smile and all stuff. So you're very photogenic. And when you're playing, you know, you can tell you're serious about what you're doing. You're blushing. Am I blushing too? You are watching Live Music Showcase here on WMNF 88.5. And you have any kind of closing comments or remarks you want to make?
You know, just closing comments is just like, love each other, right?
That's true.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, just people just need to, like you say, just need to slow down, you know, take care of your health, you know, because health is everything. And, you know, just don't be so preoccupied. Multitasking is okay.
Yeah, I like the slowing down part, and you're definitely going to see that turtle.
Yeah, that's why I love what I do, because I'm a nanny by profession, and just to sit and watch, because you can see more things develop when you just sit back and just watch. You don't have to have your hands in everything. Yeah, just be an observer. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. No, I guess they call it people watching.
You're just being.
You just be, oh, you're getting deep now.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just being me. I'm just being me. So I totally agree with that. So do you have another song? Well, let me remind everyone that...
You have a little short one. You need a short one?
About 3 minutes. Because our live stream will end on air. But our live stream will keep going. So... once again, I want to thank our crew. Most importantly,
yes.
I want to thank our sound mixer, Patty Mars.
Thank you, Patty.
Our video director, Bree Shoemaker. Our cameras, Marcy Connors, Lisa Rutter, and Lockdown Lucy. Lockdown lives on vacation. Our board op, Jessica Green. And I'm your host, Pam Robinson. And Ken Appleson will be back next week. So, Rachel, take it away.
Okay, this song is called Love.
Sun is rising on the bay. I feel me wrapped in your heart. Swear I want to stay. Give me love. Yeah, more love. Oh, hey, warm and tender again. Give me love. Hey, mother. Oh, babe, kind of gold, huh?
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett. You're listening to 88.5 WMNF Tampa.